ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 5 Chapter 4, text number 18, the characteristic of Rishabdev. Now, I have marked it, so we're going to go according to that. Okay.
Bhagavate Rishabena Parikshayama Etasmin Vareshnaha
Bhagavate Rishabena Parikshayama Etasmin Vareshnaha
भागवतारिशावेना परिशायहामेना इतास्मिन् वरेष्णः कश्चन पुरुषो वञ्चति अविद्यामानम् कश्चन पुरुषो वचन्ति अविद्यमानम्
कश्चन पुरुषो वचन्ति अविद्यमानम्
इवात्मनो अन्यासत कथञ्चन कम्पि
इवात्मनः
अपेक्षते इवात्मनो अन्यासत कथञ्च किमपि हि कं कर्ति चिते अवेक्षते भारती अनुशावानं विजाम्भिता स्नेहा शिस्तहम् अन्तरे भारती अनुश्वानः विजाम्बितः स्नेहाति स्वयम् अन्तरेण भागवत ऋषावेन परीक्षायामा इतस्मिन् वराय वरसेनः न परीक्षायाहम् एतस्मिन् वरेषः कश्चनः पुरुषो वचन्ति अविद्यमानः
कश्चनः पुरुषो वञ्चति अविद्यमानम्
इवात्मानो अनस्मात् कथञ्चन किमपि हि कर्हि चित् अवेक्षते
इवात्मानो अनस्मात् कथञ्चन
भारतीयनुष्माणां विद्माभितः स्नेहातिस्तः यम् अन्तरणे
भागवत
बाय द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड ऋषावेना किं ऋषभ परीक्षायां being protected etasmin on this varshe lenat na not kaschana anyone purusha even a common man panchihati desires avidyamanam
avidyamanam
existing in reality
not existing in reality
eva as if atmana
For himself,
Anyasmat,
from
everyone else,
Kathanchana,
by any means,
Kimapi,
anything, Karhichit,
at any time,
Avekshate,
does
care to see.
Bhartari
towards the master,
Anusmavanam,
always.
Vijarvita, expanding.
Sneha atisayam,
very great affection.
Antarena.
Antarena.
Within oneself.
Within oneself.
Translation. No one likes to possess anything that is like will of the whip, or a flower in the sky. For everyone knows very well that such things do not exist. When Lord Rishabhdev ruled this planet of Bharatvarsh, even common men did not want to ask for anything at any time or by any means. No one ever asked for a will of the whip. In other words, everyone was completely satisfied, and therefore there was no chance of anyone asking for anything. The people were absorbed in great affection for the king. Since this affection was always expanding, they were not inclined to ask for anything. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. In Bengal, the word Godha Dimba is used, which means the egg of a horse. Since a horse never lays an egg, the word Godha Dimba actually has no meaning. In Sanskrit, there is a word Kaha Pushpa, which means the flowers of the sky. No flowers grows in the sky. Therefore, no one is interested in an asking for Kaha Pushpa or Godha Dimba. During the design of Maharaj Rishabhdev, people were so well equipped that they did not want to ask for anything. They were immensely supplied with all necessities for life due to King Rishabh's good government. Consequently, everyone felt full satisfaction and did not want anything. This is the perfection of government. If the citizens are unhappy due to bad government, the head of the government are condemned. During these democratic days, monarchy is disliked by the people, but here is an example of how an emperor of the whole world kept all the citizens fully satisfied by supplying the necessities of life and following the Vedic principle. Thus everyone was happy during the design of Maharaj Rishabhdev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. ॐ ज्ञानतिमृन्दस्य जनजनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुर्वे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मायां ददाति स्वयं पदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुं श्रीयुतपदाकमलं श्रीगुरुं सुवैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं सहगृजातं सहगणरघुनाथं वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सहभूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदां सहललिता श्रीविशाखं वितं तं सजीवम् वंशकल्पतरुभयश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यः च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः हे कृष्ण करुण सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कंचन गौरंगी राधे वृंदवनेश्वरी विश्वांसिते देवी प्रणमामि हरि के जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे नमो विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण कृष्णाय भूतले स्मृतमाम कृष्ण कृष्णामिति नाम्नः नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले स्मृते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामीति नाम्ने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणीप्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादे पाश्चात्यदेशकारिणे हरे कृष्ण सो वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट कैरेक्टरिस्टिक्स ऑफ रिशाभ We are talking about characteristic of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because Rishabhdev is expansion of Krishna. So, when Rishabhdev became the leader of the emperor of the world, when he became the king, it tells in this particular verse that how everybody was so happy. Because everybody was provided with everything. And this is the nature of a government that is fully sanctioned by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this case, Rishabhadev was himself an expansion of Krishna. But we also see that when they are not even in this case, when the devotees of Krishna, for example, Yudhishthira Maharaj, you know, Janak Maharaj, everybody was so happy because they were doing everything. Now, how do you get provide everything? You know, it's there are different ways, different people think that at the time of death, you know, when you take a new bed, you have karma. And according to karma, you get happiness and distress, you know, unhappiness or happiness, you know, according to your karma. But how do you get all this happiness and everything? And the main thing is that you should to perform sacrifice. Sacrifice is everything, because when you do sacrifice, for example, the demigods get their share, they become happy, and they provide everything that is required by the citizens. Right? Now, in different ages, there were different types of sacrifices. When Lord Ramchandra was here, there used to be big yagnas, you know, yagna sacrifices. When Lord Krishna was here, mostly deity worship was going on. But in this age of Kali Yuga, our sacrifice, form of sacrifice is Sankirtan. If you just do Sankirtan, everything else will be taken care of. You don't have to do other things, you know. The other things supplements this Yuga Dharma, which is Sankirtan. Deity worship and everything, actually, the main thing is Sankirtan, you know. Whatever we do, even we do deity worship, you know, we bite the Lord and everything, Kirtan is always going on. So that is the main thing you have to do. Rishabhadev was so powerful that he wasn't dependent on the demigods. So different parts of different histories or different teachings that comes of Srimad Bhagavatam and Vedic scriptures is to tell us certain aspects of the Lord. You know. When this basically shows that when the Lord is happy, you know, when you worship the Lord, when the Lord is satisfied, then you don't have to worry about individually worshipping the demigod. Lord Indra got envious of Rishabhadev, so he stopped giving rain to Israel. And then Rishabhadev, by his own mystic power, created his own rain. You know? So this is how powerful Lord is. You know? He is not dependent on anybody, and even some of the devotees of Krishna are so powerful. You know. So we also know of another pastime, you know, where Indra also did the same thing. And this is the time of Kartik. We are really coming close to Govardhan Puja. You know, so I thought I'll mention a few things. And one of the devotees asked me, you know, in separation because we can't come to the temple now. One of our very popular festivals is Govardhan Puja, you know. So how you can do Govardhan Puja in this time, you know. So I asked him, listen to the class and I'll try to shed some light on it. You know? So let's talk about first Govardhan Puja, you know. And to see the power of the demigods and the power of Lord Krishna. So the point I want to derive from this class, there are many points that you can do, but what I want to you to focus on is that when you worship Krishna, you do not have to worship anyone else, whether it's demigods, powerful, or anyone else. So if you have Krishna as a friend, he will always protect you and always maintain you. And this is the story we're going to get out of it. So what happens is that roughly about 5,000 years ago, when Krishna was performing his pastimes on this earthly planet, one day, there was a big festival going on, you know, there were great preparation being done, a lot of things were being cooked, you know, and fancy kind of food were cooked, you know, and the Krishna went and asked Madha Yashoda, you know, Maya, what's happening, you know, why all this fancy food is being cooked, you know, and why there's so much of this is cooked, you know, and Yashoda Maya said, Lala, I'm very busy, you know, I've got a lot of cooking to do, you know, how about you go and ask Nanda Baba? Then Lala goes to Nand Baba. I said, Baba, you know, why are we doing all this thing? What is going on, you know? Why there's so many preparation is there? Are we going to perform some sacrifice? Is this is a tradition, you know? What is he telling? Explain me, you know. Nand Baba looks at Lala and says, he's so young, you know. How he can understand all these things, you know? And then Krishna starts speaking to him. Now we are family, you have to tell me, you can't keep secrets from me. And then, in the end, Nanda Baba gives up and he says, okay, Lala, this is what we do. We are farmers, right? We need rain. And Lord Indra is in charge of rain. So we have to worship him. This is a tradition in our family that we worship him. And not only me, a lot of other people also worship him. And then he gives us rain. And because due to the rain, we have nice green grass, we can do our farming, we can do our agriculture and everything, So this is why we worship, And then Krishna, he gives a karma mimimsa philosophy, It basically means is that these are the group of people who do not believe that there is God, there is a supreme controller. So he's saying, Baba, if everything is dependent on our karma, at the time of birth, whatever karma we are supposed to get, whether happiness or unhappiness, we're gonna get, Indra can't do anything, nobody can do anything. So everything is dependent on our karma. And if you are supposed to get happiness, if you are supposed to get rain, you are supposed to get grains, if you are supposed to get food, then Indra has to supply it because he doesn't have a choice, right? And what Krishna was trying to do is make Indra angry. Because Indra is a devotee of Krishna. But he was a bit puffed up. He thought he was the most powerful being in this universe. So Krishna is very merciful to his devotees. If the devotees get puffed up, then he tries to break the puff. Once the pastime about Narad Muni who got, he thought he was a brahmachari, he was the most celebrated, that he does not get attracted by the opposite sex, So to break his false ego, Krishna actually created a beautiful woman, basically expanded himself, And then when Narada Muni saw this beautiful lady, he got so enchanted and he went to Krishna and said, Krishna, make me so beautiful, make me just like Hari, so that I can be so beautiful that when this woman, in the swayamvar, she chooses me, So Krishna said, Tathastu, so be it, So he made him Hari, right, just like Hari. So when he was there, everybody was there, this beautiful lady was going, and Narada Muni was so happy, she's going to put garland on me. And then the lady just passes him, And then she goes and worships, puts the garland on Lord Vishnu, And Narada got so upset, I'm so beautiful, I'm like Hari, So he got upset, he went and sat by a lake, thinking what has happened, because he was so attracted to this woman, And then he saw his picture in the, the reflection in the water, and he saw Hari, So another word for Hari is monkey, So Krishna made his face look like a monkey, So he missed that, so and then he, at that time, he actually cursed, I think, Lord Vishnu, that just like you have created this situation for me where I was attracted to her so much, you'll be also deprived of, you'll be also in separation, And that's what, and Lord Ramchandra, when Lord Ramchandra appeared, that separation from Sita was one of the things that basically happened. It's all past times, It also says that whenever a devotee says something, it happens, This is why when Brahmins say something, it generally happens. So when you are Brahmins, you should not be even joking, Because when you even jokingly can say something, it can actually happen, The Kshatriyas and the Brahmins are very powerful in this way, especially the words of a Brahmin. And this is not, I'm talking about any Brahmin that is born in a Brahmin family, I'm talking about, twice born Brahman who have the qualities, Just like that, what was the name of the boy who cursed the Sringi, who cursed, even though he was not qualified, he cursed Parikshit Maharaj, So this is the words of the Brahman. So if you have taken second initiation, you just be careful, Don't joke to people, things might happen, As far as the Vaishyas are concerned, their words don't count a lot, because they change the words. The Brahmins speak according to the scriptures, right? Kshatriyas are basically controlled by Brahmins, so they actually are truthful as well. But the Vaishyas are the ones who are governed by profit. So they bend the truth according to profit making. You know? They tell a bit lies in here and there. And the Sudras, you know, they talk according to the level of their consciousness they are in. So, so Krishna was speaking like this, you know, and he convinced, you know, that Nanda Baba, we should actually do. Nanda Baba basically, you know, he said we should actually worship who we are, you know, rather than worship Indra and everybody. Why don't we worship the Brahmins? Because they are the ones who actually provide everything for us. You know, we worship them. We worship the cows because they will give us milk and everything. And we worship Govardhan because that's where they actually get the grass and everything. So finally convincing him, and then even though Nanda Baba said, don't worry, we'll do another yagna for them. Let's do this for Lord Indra, and the next one we'll do for them. And Krishna said, no, let's not wait, you know. It'll take a lot of time. Let's do it now. And when Krishna wants anything, you know, namely, it happens, you know. We see in normal householders, you know, when the kids want something, generally the parents give in, you know. Now this is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God, you know. How can somebody defy, you know? Most of the time I ask people, you know, they say, who is the boss in the house, you know? The parents think they are the boss, the father thinks they are the boss, but actually the kid is the boss, you know. Because whatever he wants, that's how most of the things happens, you know. And I was listening to Bhaktivedanta Purnamaraj, you know, and he was talking about people who have dogs, you know. He said, there's a dog, you know, right, who is looked after by everybody, you know. And there's another dog who does all the work for the other dog, you know. So that's what the life is like, you know. We work so hard, you know, looking after the dog, and the other dog is the one who is enjoying, you know. So we should actually become Krishna's dog, you know, so that we can actually save Krishna very nicely, you know, like that. So finally Nanda Baba said, okay, we'll do the yagna, you know. So he said, how do we do it? You know, he basically said, what we're gonna do is, you know, we're gonna cook nice offerings, you know, do yagya, and then we get the Brahmins to chant all the auspicious mantras and everything. And then we feed the Brahmins, we give them charity and everything, and we also feed everybody else, even those who are lower class, you know, chandals and everybody. We give them nice prasadam. We also give nice grass to the cows, we feed them very nicely. And after everything is done, then we go and worship Govardhan. So that's what the Brajbasis did. You know, they went, they, after worshipping the Brahmins, looking after the cows and everything, you know. And then they finally went to Govardhan and they cooked all nice foods, whatever was kept for Lord Indra's service. They cooked very nice, different varieties of foods, sweets, savories and everything. And then with the help of the Brahmins, they offered everything to Krishna, to Govardhan. And then as they were offering, you know, Govardhan, Krishna took the form of Govardhan, sat on top, and he started everything, eating everything. And Krishna said, look, you know, Govardhan is so happy, you know, with our service, you know. Indra doesn't even come to actually accept all this, but Govardhan is accepting everything, he's eating everything, you know. And then everything just like this finished, you know. And in the end he was asking for more, anyor, give me more. Prajbasis were running to home, getting whatever was left in the house, you know. And when everything was finished, you know, they didn't know what to do, you know. And then Balram actually gave a tulsi leaf to Govardhan, and he was satisfied after that. And after that, taking that prasadam, you know, everything, they were so happy, and then they put the cows in front, you know, all the gopas and everybody, and they accumulated the Govardhan hill, you know. And that's more or less what we do, you know. That's how Krishna asked us to do. So we do the same thing here in the temple. We make a hill, we put Krishna on top, we put all different types of prasadam and everything, and then we worship Krishna, circumambulating him at least 4 times, you know, and then we accept the prasad. So now the question, to answer the question, you know, how do we worship Govardhan away when we are not here? First thing is, you can do worship here. If you have Govardhan Sila, you can worship, or you can put Krishna, you make a little hill and do something similar like that on a smaller scale. You know, right? That's one way of doing, you know. I know Krishna Chandra asked me what to do. I said, make a nice cake, you know, you go Govardhan Sila, put some sweets around it, put him in the Sila on top, you know, and then like a hill, you walk around, and of aarti, that's the one way of doing it, you know. But I was thinking, you know, since we are not here, why don't we do it opulently? So how do we do it? So I'll give you our pastimes, and then we're going to go to this. Once there was a Brahman. This Brahman was very poor, but he wanted to actually worship the Lord, and he wanted to offer him nice preparation. And he knew that he had heard the story about Kishor Gopinath. So he thought, I'll make some sweet, nice sweet rice for him. So he sits down in there, right, in his meditation, you know, he gets the best milk, you know, puts it on the milk, on the stove, you know, and starts slowly cooking it, right. And then he gets the most fragrant rice, you know, puts it in the rice after washing it, and cooks it slowly, you know. Once the rice and everything was cooked, you know, he put saffron in there, nice, to make it nice flavor. The rice was cooked, and then it was time to do the offering. So one thing we do here is that, you know, especially I've seen devotees when they boil milk, you know, they boil it right at the end and they put the milk on the plate which is boiling hot, you know. Now, can we drink the milk like that, you know, if it's that hot, you know? So this Brahman was thinking, let's see if it is warm enough, it is cooled down enough to actually offer it to Krishna. So he put his finger in the sweet rice and then his finger got bent. And then he woke up, you know, got out of his meditation, he saw his fingers bent, you know. So this basically shows that we can actually do manasik puja and it is accepted by Krishna, just like his finger got bent, you know. There's another pastime there about milk, I'll just sidetrack a bit. Is once Radharani went to Chandrabali's place. Chandrabali is Radharani's sister. Actually they were together. They were born of the same parent, but once Putna came and stole both of them. And then once she was overbrought, something happened and she dropped the 2 kids. So one fell at Brijbhanu's place and the other, Radhik and Chandrabali, fell at Chandrabhanu's place. So those, they became cousins because Chandrabhanu and Brijbhanu were brothers. So they were, but in actually they were sisters. So Radharani went to Chandrabali's place and Chandrabali gave milk to Radharani. It's like when you go there, nice milk, hot milk. And when Radharani drank the milk, it was so hot, her tongue got bent. You know. And next day, Krishna came to Chandrabali and he was like, ah, my mouth is all bent. And she said, what happened, you know? And he said, you offered hot milk to Radharani and when she drank, my mouth kept bent. Good bent, you know. So we should be careful when we do offering, you know, if possible, you know. Try to actually make sure that we have to treat Krishna as God, you know. He's a person, you know. Just like treat yourself. Everything has to be warm, not cold. The same thing, everything should be boiling hot, you know. So the point is that manasik puja. So how do you do this, you know? The best is to actually find a quiet place, you know, where nobody can disturb you. And give yourself half an hour, 20 minutes, whatever time you have got. You know. And sit down. If you have got a picture of Govardhan, it's very nice. You know, keep the picture in front of you. And then you can, once you do this, close your eyes so that you don't get distracted by it, but don't fall off to sleep. You know, if you're tired, then keep your eyes open. But if you are, you know, one thing good to do is if it is night, then turn the lights off and keep your eyes open. That way you can't see anything, but you don't fall off to sleep. So, closing your eyes, you pray to your Guru Maharaj, you know, pray to Prabhupada, pray to the Paramparasa that it shall actually worship Giriraj Maharaj. And I was thinking about it, what is the best way to do it, you know. So first thing is, now because it's Manasik Puja, you can do this at any extent, you know. So why do it here? Why don't we go to Govardhan, you know? Why don't we go to Vrindavan, you know? Those who have been there can go there and in your mind and be there. So when you are there now, it's early in the morning, right? We know Govardhan Puja is to go on together. You are there, your spiritual master is there, Prabhupada is there, Prabhupada's disciples is there, Jayapataka Maharaj is there, Sonas Bhakti Charu Maharaj is there, Bibi Govinda Maharaj is there, all the disciples are there. All of them have been gathered, you know. Under the direction of your spiritual master, you know, you go and take a bath, you know. Manasi Ganga would be nice, you know. Take a bath there, you know. Go there, pay a dandavat to Manasi Ganga, you know. Put a few drops of water on your head, you know. And then enter the water. Water, offer the water, you know. Put the water in your hands and then offer it to Manasi Ganga. You know. Do this 3 times and then take a bath. After taking bath, you know, then put tilak, get ready nicely, you know. Put nice clothes, new clothes, you know. Silk clothes, you know. Because you are going to actually worship the Lord, you know. Then you come, where Guru Maharaj is there, everybody is there, and what you have to do now is prepare everything. So you have to cook a big feast, you know. You get the best. If Guru Maharaj instructed you to make sweet rice, so you are trying to say this fire set up, it's cow dung is burning underneath, you know, and you've got nice matkas, you know, what do you call them, right? Or pots, pots, you know, the clay pots are there, and you put milk in there. Now, what kind of milk it is this, you know? It is fragrance milk, you know. It's the same milk that Yashoda Maiya actually milks the cow every day, you know. It's called Padmaganda, you know. It is so fragrant, you know. The grass, the cows eat is so fragrant, and the milk is even more fragrant, you know. Now you have had milked these cows a few days before and you had made some yogurt, you know. You have hand the yogurt too, you know. They're ready to be made into shrikhand. Now you're making sweet rice, you know. There are 4 pots of different sweet rice is going, you know. Then you go at Govinda rice, you know. Govinda rice is very fragrant, you know, right? You wash this rice and put it in all the milk, you know, and the rice is slowly and slowly cooking and keeping an eye on that. And then at the same time you prepare, you know, you've got saffron on one side, you know, and then you've got some cardamom there, you know, and then you've got some mangoes and some berries, right? The berries you have cooked lightly yesterday and then you just steward it so it's nice and soft, you know, right? As the milk is boiling, it's coming to the close, you know, it's very close to it. You put sugar, you put saffron and the other one. The other two, you let it cool down, put it in a cool place. You know. When it gets cool, you know, then you put the mangoes in there so it doesn't curdle up, you know. The other one, you put the berries in there, you know. Shrikhand is getting ready, somebody's whisking it, you know. You put ice and sugar, you know, like that, you know. All the sweets are there, somebody's making malpura, you know. There's so many devotees, you know. And you're putting in these golden plates, heaps of it, just like hills. You know. Then you start, all the sweets are done, you know. Then you start cooking savories because you still want this to be hot, you know. So you make savories, you know, pakoras, you know, so many different types of aloo bonda, you know. You make 10, 15 types of chutney, you know. Radharani loves plum chutney. There's, somebody's making heaps of plum chutney there, you know. Right? You know, all mango chutney is going in there, you know. There's so many fruits are cut out there, you know. And then you start making sabjis, you know. Somebody brings a truckload of paneer, you know. And then you start making different paneer, you know. Chili paneer, you know. Just like, you know, butter paneer, makhan paneer, you know. Then so many dals are made, different types of this, and everything's made, you know. And then it's time to make an offer to Giriraj, you know. So you take into the every all the food to Giriraj, place it in front of the and your spiritual master offers everything, you know. After offering it so nicely, you know, every good thing is there, then you worship the Lord, you do the aarti, you know, and you have got chama that is has golden and You know, the lamps are all made of gold, you know. It's a big golden plate, you know, it's all nicely. Flowers are best flowers, most fragrant flowers, you know. Lotus flower, that is a big bowl that you can offer it to Kiriraj, you know. And you do very nice aarti, you know. After aarti is done, you help the Guru Maharaj, assist in him. He's doing the aarti, you light the incense, you light the lamp and everything, you know, and very nicely. The thing is that when we're doing worship like that, you should always do it under the direction of your spiritual master. Don't try to do everything yourself. You know, the meditation should be, you'll be there. You know. And then after that, you save all the devotees there, you know, they line up, you know, Prabhupada is sitting on top, you know, and all his disciples are sitting there, the Guru Maharajas are all sitting there, you know. You save them nicely, prasadam, you know. Once they have all taken prasadam, then you save everybody else, you know. Then you see the Prabhupada's remnant, you know, your Guru Maharaj got some, you know, and then you get the remnant, so that you get Mahaprasadam, remnant of Prabhupada and your Guru Maharaj, you know. Taking this prasadam, then everybody gets up, you clean up, and then it's time to do the prakrama, you know. And then you go around, you know, you go to different places, you know. Then there's a tremendous kirtan is going, you know. Prabhupada is doing the kirtan, you know, he's leading everybody, you know, and then different Guru Maharajas take lead, you know. Yes, and there's like hundreds of thousands of devotees doing kirtan, you know. The cows, the monkeys, they're all going together, you know. All the pradvasis are going there, you know. And then finally, you go around all to different places, you know, listen to pastimes in different places, you know, and then come around. And this is, by the time you come back to your place, it's evening, you know. You know, then you have a big kirtan, and then you have a big class, basically what, you know, what happened, how Indra, you know, got, how did the Govardhan puja, how Krishna actually lifted Govardhan hill, you know. And because Indra got so upset, so there's a big rain, and he really wanted to actually destroy everything. So he tells the Sambhartha clouds, you know, go there and destroy everything, you know. So they came and they were scared, you know. No, they had some idea that Krishna is God, you know. So he said, no, don't worry, you go and I'll follow you, you know. So they come, and then Krishna, Indra also comes with wind and, you know, and then they started actually raining, you know. So it was not just a rain, the rains were just like they said, Kamba, you know, Kamba is like a post, you know. Not only that, you know, there were big ice blocks, you know, hails, you know, they were all falling, destroying all the trees, everything in there, you know. And then, when everybody got scared, you know, what's going to happen, they were all shivering because it was so cold, and then they said, they prayed to Krishna, please Krishna protect us. Krishna, knowing that Indra was behind all this, he said, okay, don't worry, you know, come over. And he lifted Govardhan hill, you know. And he lifted Govardhan hill and asked everybody to enter and said, don't worry, don't fall on air, you know. So everybody was there and Krishna lifted that for 7 days. Right? And all the Vrajbasis were protected under that for 7 days, you know. So if you really look at it, you know, there's two things, you know. Usually, the Brajvasis were, you know, tortured, you know, they suffered so much at the hands of Indra. But at the same time, you know, they also had something they longed for before. Right? So the suffering was because of all the rain and everything. But the good side of this was because, you know, Astakal Lila, you know, usually what happens in Braj is that Krishna wakes up in the morning, you know, and he's with the mother Yashoda and Nanda Baba and a few of the elderly people who are at home, you know, right? But the gopas are there. The gopis are far away cooking and they're looking from the side. So there is not, it's mostly the parents are in charge in there. After Krishna leaves to look after the cows, then the parents are left behind. So they are in separation and Krishna is with his boyfriends, you know, all the gopas are with him, you know. And then midday, Krishna leaves the gopas and he is with the gopis at Radhakund, you know. In the afternoon, the gopas and they meet again and they go to Nandagram where Krishna is with his parents, you know. And the gopis are missed out, you know. And then when Krishna goes to sleep, everyone is in separation, and midnight Krishna is with the gopis. You know. So there are different times where different people are with Krishna. But for the 7 days, everyone was with Krishna. And because everybody was looking at Krishna, nobody was looking anybody else. So during the day, you know, when Krishna was there, the gopis could not look directly at Krishna. They used to only give sidelong glances, you know, because there were elders there. But here everybody was just focused on Krishna, so everybody could look at Krishna, except Radharani. You know why not Radharani?
Otherwise Krishna would draw them
out. Yeah, so what happened is that Krishna was there, he was looking at every, smiling at everybody, and then his eyes fell on Radharani. As soon as his eyes fell on Radharani, finish, you know. The hill starts shaking, you know, and he was about to fall, you know, and then everybody started shouting, you know, what's going on, you know. And Krishna realized, you know, because when he's in ecstasy, forget about whatever is on his hand, you know, even his pants falls off, his dhoti falls off, you know. So, then he looked around, you know, what's going on. He looked at Balaram. Balaram was smiling, you know. So Krishna thought, oh, he has seen me looking at the gopis, you know, he's seen me looking at Radharani, you know. So he became shy, you know. But actually Balaram was smiling because what everybody was thinking, you know, all the elderly gopas, you know, Radha Yashoda Maya said, you know, help Krishna, you know. So all the gopas, they had this stick to look after the cows. They're holding the Gopardhan like this. And Madhu Mangal said, don't worry, I'm holding it with my own power. I've got so much mystic power by chanting mantras, you know, I can hold it on my hand, you know. Krishna moved a little bit, you know, and everybody realized, you know, they were not in control, you know. So Balaram was laughing because of that, but Krishna thought he actually saw him, you know. So these are some of the nice pastimes, you know, that happen, you know. This is the time to actually think about it, you know. This is Kartik time. These are the pastimes that happen in Kartik, you know. And listen to it and worship Giriraj. It's happening on Saturday. Unfortunately, not many people will come. Actual celebration is on Monday, I think. But we celebrate it here on Saturday. I have to go because I have to make some sweets and things for so that we can, those people who are not able to come to the temple, they can actually get some prasadam. And also, I have to cook Rajbhog as well. So, any questions, any comments? Karantra Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.